Welcome to the teaching ministry of Stephen Fraser and Life of Faith Bible Church, an outreach dedicated to helping you triumph in every area of life. Now here's Pastor Fraser with today's message.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for teaching us your ways. Thank you for honoring us with your mighty presence. Thank you for making us holy, even as you are holy. And we ask for understanding of this today. We ask for greater light, revelation concerning these things, concerning holiness, concerning sanctification, concerning our being set apart for you, for your honor, praise, and glory, Father, so that we know what to do. We know how to yield more fully to you. We know what to expect. So we thank you for your word that teaches us, your Holy Spirit that leads us, guides us into all truth. And we thank you that as we sit in your presence and soak in it and just soak in your glory and get in your holy word, we thank you that you are doing a transforming work in us, changing us from glory to glory by your Holy Spirit. We thank you so much for that, and we praise you for it. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is holy. I said, God is holy. There's actually four meanings to God's holiness. Number one, to be perfect or spiritually pure. Perfect or spiritually pure. How many people know God is perfect? Spiritually pure. No contaminants in him whatsoever. And how many people know you and I are his people and we are to be holy? Just as he is holy. Pure. Pure. Spiritually pure and perfect. Number two, to evoke adoration, reverence, veneration, and awe. Being frightened beyond belief. We're talking about holiness. God is so holy that he is frightening beyond belief. He is awesome. Absolutely overwhelming. That's why the devils, when Jesus came on the earth and he was manifesting God, he was manifesting the holiness of God, the devils screamed. They screamed out, what have we to do with you, Jesus? Have you come to torment us? They were terrified of him. But thank God you and I have been sanctified. We've been washed in the blood of Jesus. And by the comforting strength of the Holy Spirit, you and I can stand before this terrifying and awesome God and witness the lightnings and the thunders that are rolling forth from his throne. Hallelujah. Without wanting to hide in the rocks. Hide ourselves from his face, we'll be able to stand there and behold his face. We'll be overwhelmed. It will be awesome beyond words to describe, but we will be, by the Holy Spirit, able to stand there and experience this frightening presence, awe-striking presence of God. Experience his holiness. And then we're to be holy. This frightening, awesome God is to be in us. In us. And if we release him like Jesus did, devils would scream out in our presence too and try to run and hide. Huh? Intimidating spirits will run and hide at just one glance of the glory of God flashing from our eyes. Hallelujah. That's what it means to be holy. Holiness, number three, to be filled with superhuman or potential fatal power. Superhuman, potential fatal power. Again, how many of you know God's power is just too much. We're to be superhuman because he's in us. Number four, for holiness. Holiness is the place where God is set apart, distinguished. There's nothing, no one like him apart from him. He is set apart in his own class, in his own place. How many of you know there is, when you get on an airplane, there's different classes. You know, there's coach, and then there's first class, you know, first class. And we've heard, you know, in society, in the world, we've heard about, you know, low class, middle class. Well, middle class. And most folks define themselves as middle class Americans, you know, here in this country. Middle class American. And so, you know, for the rich and the real rich and famous, there's the high class. And these are the people that are the stars, the celebrities, you know, the ones that everyone in middle class and low class are looking up to, those in high class. But, oh, friend, there's another class the world doesn't know anything about yet. And it's the God class. It's the most high class. That's holiness. I said, that's holiness. It's God who is holy in a class all by himself, and nothing can touch him. Nothing even comes close to him. And you, my friend, through the blood of Jesus and the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit, have been called to sit in the God class. We've been made to sit together with him in the heavenly places, in the most high class, far above all principality and power and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Come on, we've been placed in the most high class. So we are, to say the least, a very classy people. Turn to somebody and tell them, I'm classy. How about you? And turn to somebody else and say, now that devil can't touch this. Oh, if we just knew how holy he is and how we have been called and have been enabled to be holy just as he is holy, we would fear no evil. We would declare with such confidence that no evil will befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. No matter what kind of lying signs and wonders the devil tries to produce around our life, we recognize you can't even come near this. You can't touch this. Yeah, but look at the x-ray. Feel the symptoms. You can't touch this. I'm far, far above that. Far above that. Separated from that. I'm in God, in Christ Jesus. No weapon can touch me. No weapon can prosper against me. Come on, somebody say, I'm holy. Oh, man, it makes you want to be holier, doesn't it? Doesn't it just want to make you have God's holiness not only in your spirit, but in your soul, in your emotions, in your mind, in your body, and all over you so that God is God in and through your life? Man, we got to get hungry for holiness. Get happy about holiness. Get excited about holiness. Religion has painted a completely different picture of holiness. Religion's picture of holiness and the world's idea of holiness is homeliness. People are homely who are holy. They're homely. They're pitiful. They're pitiful. The poor. There's some folks that even going into the ministry for them means taking a vow of poverty because they're holy. They're penniless. They're poor. They're pitiful. weak, inadequate, sorry, a sight for sore eyes. That is a holy person in the minds of so many people. And that's why even many Christians who have been born again draw back from a holy life. They aren't pursuing it happily. They aren't pursuing it by faith with an excitement, wanting to be holy even as he's holy. Because they think it's some kind of striving in the flesh and having to sacrifice and lay aside every kind of nice and good thing in life. When all along, every nice and good thing in life exists because of him. Because he is the producer of it. And anything that isn't nice, anything that would be considered a curse, is a perversion of what he's created. He never intended a curse to be in the earth. He never intended people to be pitiful, poor, broken down, weak, inadequate, inferior. He never designed man to be that way. But man, in trying to make things happen in his own strength, he fell from the glory of God. He fell from God's holiness in trying to make themselves holy. They fell from God's holiness. But we cannot make ourselves holy. In other words, we cannot perfect. We cannot perfect and purify ourselves from the contaminants of this world. We cannot cause our lives to be awesome. Awesome. To others, awesome to the angels, awesome to the world, and fearful and dreadful to evil, dreadful to evils. We cannot do that in our own strength. We cannot, in our own strength, succeed in life. We need superhuman strength. We need God's power. We cannot exalt ourselves to the God class. We can't place ourselves there. There's someone else that has to do this work. And that's God himself in the person of the Holy Spirit. And the work that he does is called sanctification. Sanctification is the work of making us holy. Setting us apart unto God, or setting us apart unto his holiness. And so this work is going on right now. God is holy. He's holy. He's not sanctified. He doesn't need to be made holy. He is holy. We need sanctification, which is the process. It's the process of being set apart from evil and being set apart unto God. Sanctification is the process of making us holy, even as he is holy. And again, holiness is an awesome thing, as we can see from these definitions. As we look through the Word of God, we see how awesome it is. Anything that was called holy under the old covenant in the Old Testament, like the tabernacle, the priests, all the furnishings, all these things were either overlaid with gold, wore gold and silver and precious stones, or somewhere in the picture they were surrounded by them. I mean, to be holy is a glorious thing. It is a beautiful thing. It is a very honorable, very prestigious thing. It's the highest thing in all creation. And you and I have been called to it. Can you say amen? Amen. Sanctification and holiness are closely related. Again, what is sanctification? It's being set apart unto God's holiness. So that's why these two can be confused. But to illustrate it, I like to compare sanctification with sanitizer. Being sanctified with being sanitized. How many people know what sanitizer is? Huh? You know, you got those bottles, and I meant to bring one out here this morning, and it's got that liquid in it, and you squirt it. I like the squirting kind. She's got it in her. She's got some liquid right there. She's got some sanitizer in her purse. So thank God you shouldn't leave home without it. So no, I'm not in a ditch with that. But thank God you could take that sanitizer, squirt that on your hands, and begin to rub it in. And what does it do? What does it do? It destroys germs. It kills impurities. Doesn't it? Impurities in the natural. Natural germs. It kills those things. Purifies your hands so that your hands are now sanitized. Well, that's how sanctification is. The sanctifier is the Holy Spirit. He is that anointing liquid. And just like you could anoint yourself, the word anoint means to pour upon and rub into. Just like you can anoint yourself with sanitizer, you are to be anointed with the sanctifier. We need to have the sanctifier poured out upon us and rubbed into us. Say, how do I get the sanctifier rubbed into me? You rub shoulders with him. You rub shoulders with the sanctifier, man, you're going to experience sanctification. Things are going to change. Something's going to get off on you. Now, in this world, there's people you can rub shoulders with, you know. And instead of what's on you getting on them, sometimes what's on them can end up on you. But with the Holy Spirit, there's no danger of that. Anything that's on you that tries to get on him is just consumed. It's annihilated because he is a consuming fire. He is a consuming fire. Remember, he came upon the early church in tongues of fire. Fire sat upon each and every one of those disciples that waited in that upper room for the Holy Spirit to come in there and fill them up, right? He is a consuming fire. So he's not worried about you rubbing shoulders with him and something on you getting on him and tainting him. Anything that's on you that ain't right, it's going to get consumed if you rub shoulders with him. And what's going to happen? You're just going to get purified. You're just going to become more like him. Clean, pure, perfect. This is the work of sanctification. It's the Holy Spirit working in our life, setting us apart from ungodliness and impurities, the impurities of sin, and causing us to rise into that God class. Yes, we're there in spirit, but we want to be there experientially in our minds, in our emotions, in our bodies. We want to experience the God class in this life, in this world. We want to experience that here. We want to be examples of that to the world and say to those, not only the poor and the weak and the pitiful, but to say to the rich and the wealthy and the famous, hey, look on us. There's another class. And up here in this most high class, there are no negative side effects like you folks in high class are feeling. No, thank God, there's a higher class, and it's perfect. It's a place of perfection. Don't you want to experience more perfection? Then get the bumper sticker off your car that says Christians aren't perfect. In other words, Christians will never be perfect is really what they want to say. Christians aren't perfect. They're just forgiven. See, that's the mentality. And there's all kinds of pop Christian songs that exalt this very demonic and religious mentality. But thank God we're getting our minds anointed. We're getting our minds renewed. We're getting sanctification of the brain. And we're starting to have God thoughts. We're having God, it causes God ideas, God wisdom to begin to fill our minds, fill our heads.
Woo! Hallelujah. Glory, glory. The great I am. Hallelujah. He is worthy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody say, He's sanctifying me. We're getting our minds changed. We're getting our minds changed, which is going to affect our behavior. It's going to affect how we respond to things in life. It's going to affect the conditions of our bodies and affect everything around us in life. The world needs to see this higher place. There's a higher place. And it's the place of holiness, and we get there through the process known as sanctification. He is sanctifying us, putting us in the God class, in the pure, powerful presence of God's awesome glory. And just like that sanitizer kills germs, man, those that have been sanctified, devils are destroyed. Yokes are destroyed. Burdens are removed. I'm telling you what, sanctification kills the devil. Kills the devil. Just kills it. Now, I mean, get a hold of this, because she's carrying around a little bottle. How many people have a little bottle like that in your purse or something like that? Just a couple people. Thank God for that. More important than being sanitized, you want to be sanctified. Because sanitizer kills germs. It kills some things, but it doesn't kill all things. It doesn't destroy all things. But when you are sanctified, when you're carrying around the sanctifier, and you're rubbing shoulders with Him, and allowing Him by faith in Him to do His work in your life, man, it'll kill anything out there that would try to contaminate your life, spiritually, physically, in any area of your life. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've gone to visit people in the hospital. I squirt a little on the way out. You put a little of that sanitizer in your hand. I walk out of there and say, bless God. Now I'm sanitized and sanctified. Hallelujah. That's a double blessing right there. Praise God. I mean, that's indestructible right there. I wish I had a bottle of the Holy Spirit that I could just squirt on me every time I got sick. I always get the flu. Well, I got one for you. I got a bottle for you. I got a Bible. I got a Bible. I got a Bible for you. And and it causes faith to come in this anointing of sanctification that comes into your life. It'll get on you and it'll destroy the flu. It'll destroy any kind of sickness or disease. Cause you to experience absolute perfection. Perfection. You don't have to be a perfectionist. I'm just a perfectionist. Don't be. Let God be perfect. Let God be perfect in and through your life. Let Him make things perfect in your life. The things that are important to you in life. Let Him make it perfect. I'm a perfectionist, and therefore I'm driven crazy. That's what it is. When anybody says I'm a perfectionist, it means I'm one who drives myself crazy over things. I drive myself crazy over things. I'm miserable over things. You know, there's a wrapper on the floor. I can't. I got to get the wrapper off the floor. I'm a perfectionist. No, thank God. You could be perfect without being a perfectionist yourself, because you're rubbing shoulders with perfection. And He cleans everything. He cleans up all the messes. Oh, it's so good. He cleans, but you have to yield now. But as you yield, He cleans up all the mess. Stop trying to clean up your mess. Humble yourself and recognize you've made too much of one. It's beyond you now. It's over your head now. And come and yield to the Holy Spirit and let Him come in and let Him clean it up. Because that's exactly what he wants to do in and through your life. You got germs on you. You got some kind of thing. You know it's not good. It's not good. You're contaminated. And you go over to the sanitizer. And you pull out the sanitizer. And you go to, give me the sanitizer. Just throw it up here. Oh, is that sanitizer? It looks like soap. Get the sanitizer. It looks like, give me something that looks like sanitizer for the illustration. Thank you, Johnny. And we got, this is called Germ X. I like that.
It kills 99.9 germs.
It kills 99.9 germs. But it's that little 0.1 that'll kill you. That'll kill you. Germ X. Germ X. I've never walked over to a bottle of Germ X after getting some germs on my hands and squeezed that out and it wouldn't come out. And I look at it and it says, "You dirty, filthy human. You're so unworthy of me. Put me down. I might explode in your face." I never had that happen with Germ X. Did any experience that with any kind of sanitizer where it did that to you? It spoke to you and said, "You're unworthy of me, and you're too germy for me." Huh? No. And you know what? God's not that way either. God's not that way either. That's why you run to him when you got germs. You run to him when you got a devil problem. You run to him when you got a flesh problem. You run to him when you got a sickness problem. You run to him when you got a sin problem. You don't run from him. You fall into sin and say, "I got contaminated." Don't sit there, run and hide from the germ killer. Huh? "Man, I think I got some nasty stuff on my hand. Ooh, I'm too ashamed to touch the bottle. I'm too ashamed to touch the sanitizer. I'm too ashamed of it. I'm just so unworthy of the sanitizer." Friend, the very purpose why the sanitizer was created was to take away your germs. And the very purpose the Holy Spirit is here and the fact that you're breathing right now, the very purpose for Calvary and the cross of Jesus, the very purpose of it all was so you can run to him and get sanctified, get purified, get washed, and be made clean of that dirty, filthy mess spiritually. There are spiritual messes and there are natural messes, aren't there? Thank God. I'll use a little bit of this once in a while after I shake a few hands after church. Never hurt. What happens if I can't get me a bottle of some? I get desperate. I run immediately to Walgreens to get me a bottle because I shaked 20 hands today. Now, if I can't find the bottle, I just thank God for the Holy Ghost. I said, "I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I'll use what I use in the natural, but thank God I'm not leaning on that. We've got the Holy Spirit." Come on, some people are germ freaks. Clean your hands. Oh, they sneezed. I mean, somebody has a coughing fit and they want to put a medical mask over their face. And some people are paranoid and they're afraid of germs. They're afraid something's going to get them. Friend, you cannot sanitize yourself good enough to protect yourself from the devil. Now, you might be able to protect yourself from some germs, but you're not going to be able to protect yourself from the devil by using this. You're going to need the sanctifier. I said, you're going to need the sanctifier, and he will protect you. You got to have confidence in him, that he is with you for this very purpose. The Holy Spirit is the sanctifying agent who we are to be anointed with, anointed with sanctification, just as a person can be anointed with sanitizer. Isn't that an awesome illustration? You know, a surgeon goes into the operating room. He must be completely sanitized, right? Completely sanitized. I mean, that room has to be so free of germs. All the equipment, everything just has to be so sanitized before conducting a surgery. You and I need to have that same attitude that we're going out into a surgery room. Every day, people are, they have open wounds. People are bleeding. People are spiritual. I'm talking about spiritual now. People are smiling, looking good on the outside, and they got wounds. They got open sores. They got things oozing from their life. They're hideous. They got demons all over. Some are real pretty, and they have a microphone, and they got neon lights, the LED lights, and they got all these things going on, and they're covered with sores. And very contagious, very viral diseases, spiritual diseases of sin. People are infested with sin. And that sin would try to get on you and I. So you and I have to put on our sanctified clothing. We have to put on that armor of God. Come on. We gotta make sure, praise God, we're rubbing shoulders with the sanctifier. We're cleaning ourselves. Because not only do we not want to make the infections, spiritual infections, in the people of the world worse when we get around them, but we don't want to catch what they got. There's a lot of Christians out there, they're just making it worse. They're playing with these things. They're loose and immoral themselves. Playing with uncleanness, playing with ungodliness, playing with it, Christianizing it. Not sanctifying it, just Christianizing it. Putting some Christian lyrics in there. Putting a little Christian theme in their worldly movie. Huh? And they're just playing. What are they doing? They're helping to spread infection. They're helping to spread these diseases, spiritual diseases, because they themselves are infested with it, infected by it. But you and I understand the kind of world we're in. It's sick. It's a sick and dying world that we're living in. We understand that because we walk by faith, not by sight. And so we're going into this world with our gloves on. Huh? Yeah. And we're going out there, praise God, having been washed in the blood of Jesus. And not only that, but having been in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And we're sanctified by His fire has to be upon us. We have to have the fire of God. It isn't for a thrill. It's a matter of life and death to this society that we're living in, to this world that we're living in. We gotta be wearing the glory of God. We gotta be wearing holiness. We gotta be being holy, set apart in the God class, set apart, perfect, pure, having been purified, cleansed through the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. And that's how we gotta go out there. And it's then that with pure speech and clean lips, we could begin to purify and cleanse and sanctify and fix, heal, bring healing to the masses, to hurting humanity, without any danger of it getting on us. So we're not walking around saying, I'm holier than thou and I'm better than you, so I'm going to build my own little community over here. Set way, way away from you. Religious people that are trying to sanctify themselves, some of them go to that kind of extreme. They build little communities, and they want to stay away from the world and the worldly See? So all us sanctified bunch, we're going to just come over here and live in this community, and that's how we're going to keep ourselves pure. That's how we're going to keep ourselves clean. That's how we're going to be perfect. It's by cutting off the world and setting ourselves apart unto ourselves. That's not how it works. I said, that's not how it works. Holy Spirit does the work. And he is so awesome, he is so powerful, that through faith in him, you can go right out there into the middle of the masses of gross sin and bring healing and bring life and have no fear of it getting on you. That doesn't mean you go out there recklessly, carelessly, and say, oh, it's not going to get on me. Let's go watch that movie. Let's go sit in this place. Let's go drink this. Let's go do this because it's not going to get on me. No. It won't get on you because you are holy, even as he is holy, because you are wearing the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because you are in communion with the Holy Spirit, rubbing shoulders with him and going out into the world, not to be entertained by the world and to have fellowship with the world, but to be an ambassador to the world. To be a surgeon to the world. You are on a mission from God when you're out in the world. If you're not on a mission from God and you're just out there, well, anything can get on. You can get contaminated. So that doesn't mean run and don't go out there. That just means go out there, but go out there in the Holy Ghost. Go out there in faith in the Holy Spirit. And let him destroy yokes, remove burdens. Praise God. And we're not worried about it. I love it. Jesus, he would lay hands on lepers. He'd lay hands on people. He wasn't afraid of nothing. He knew it wasn't going to get on him. He knew it wasn't going to get on him. Why? Because of that law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. It has made us free from the law of sin and death. That's made us free. And we're not afraid of sin, and we're not afraid of death. Because we are sanctified. Sanitized and sanctified in the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Come on, stand on your feet this morning.
That concludes this message. For more information about Life of Faith Bible Church or Stephen Fraser Ministries, go to our website at lofbc.org. While you're there, be sure to check out the many other teaching series and books by Stephen Fraser. That website again is lofbc.org, and you can always call 888-542-2555. We trust today's message has encouraged your faith and strengthened your spirit to live the victorious life. And until next time, remember, we always triumph and we always win.